this morning, as I was looking at the peonies as I drove down here to the church, always come out on Memorial Day, and the iris that have bloomed and are a little bit ahead of time, but so beautiful, and the spring flowers. And I think how beautiful the world is. But also, all of these things, especially these spring flowers, go through the struggle of winter. They are frozen, they struggle, and then when the sun begins to pull them from the earth, they rise up to something beautiful. And I think about Jesus Christ and how he came into the earth as a baby and was loved and adored by his parents and his relatives, and because he was a new baby. But as he grew, he was different than everybody else. He knew more than everybody else. And so he began to be despised by a lot of people. And then he began to proclaim a gospel that was unsavory. Many became envious because it was powerful, because he was powerful. And he demonstrated such power in miracles that who he was could not be denied. But yet, they crucified him. And these emblems that we share today join us in the struggle that Jesus undertook in his life, the struggle that all Christians become a part of when they join Jesus Christ in a relationship with him and become a citizen of a different kingdom than the kingdom on earth. So as we meet around this table today and as we share these emblems, let us remember that this was not just something that was easily done, but it came at high cost, great struggle. Jesus paid every last ounce of who he was to accomplish for us the very best that we can ever experience. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, this morning we do gather around this table again, and we see the power that is invested in these elements that represent life and blood. And Father, as we partake of these emblems, we just ask that you would provide in us that which we need to sustain us on our journey to your heavenly kingdom. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.